This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Canadian government has reached an agreement to share the records of residential schools with the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the center will then work to preserve those records.
The Winnipeg-based Center for Truth and Reconciliation will also make those records available to residential school survivors. Ottawa has been holding back on thousands of records, which will now be handed over. The agreement details how and when the documents will be sent to the TRC Center. Last month, Crown Indigenous Relations Minister Mark Miller said the government was looking at the records it holds to see what more could be released to help survivors. The first to be released will be school narratives, which were written by the government detailing key events at residential schools. Stephanie Scott is the executive director of the Truth and Reconciliation Center.
I want to assure survivors and that the NCTR promises to be good caretakers of these records and to ensure appropriate security measures are in place to protect the integrity, authenticity, and sensitivity of these records. Sharing access to the records of residential school survivors is imperative in achieving reconciliation. It is a necessary part of addressing historical wrongs.
Indigenous leaders and many survivors have long called on Ottawa to release the remaining records held, but the government cited legal obligations it had to third parties, such as the Catholic organizations that ran the schools. The issue was again highlighted last year after the remains of hundreds of children were found in unmarked graves at the sites of former residential schools. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
A Wisconsin town board voted Tuesday to rename an offensive road name. WXPR reports Minocqua voted 4-1 to rename East and West Squaw Road to East and West Amber Road. In 2021, the term was dropped from a nearby lake and changed to Amber Lake. The lake, which is near the Lac du Flambeau Reservation, borders two counties. Another township already renamed part of the road. The term is a racial slur against Native American women. A number of Minocqua residents reportedly protested the road name change. The move follows other name changes across the U.S. to drop offensive names. In November, on the federal level, Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland established a process to review and replace derogatory names from federal lands. Haaland declared that term to be derogatory and ordered the Board on Geographic Names to implement procedures to remove the term from federal use. According to data from the Board of Geographic Names, there are currently more than 650 federal land units that contain the term. The Native community in the Bay Area is opposing the installation of a mission bell in the city of Gilroy. Native Americans across California say the mission system enslaved and oppressed Native people, and the bells and mission landmarks are a reminder of genocide. ABC 7 News reports the bell was approved more than a year ago, and the city of Gilroy plans to put it up this month. Community members are asking the city council to put the bell on the agenda, which did not happen at last week's council meeting. At least one council member is reportedly working to get the bell issue back on the agenda for discussion. Meanwhile, other mission bells in the state have been removed. Last year, Santa Cruz became the first city in the state to remove all its mission bells. The large metal bells were placed around the San Francisco Bay Area, south to Los Angeles, more than 100 years ago. Cities often use them to promote tourism. Navajo Nation lawmakers are drawing awareness to human trafficking. A walk is planned Monday in Window Rock, Arizona, with Navajo Council members, community leaders, and families. The event is part of National Human Trafficking Prevention Month and to draw attention to missing and murdered people. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
There are now booster recommendations for all three available COVID-19 vaccines in the United States, and you may choose which booster shot you receive. More info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus, who support this show. Support by the National Indian Child Welfare Association. You can stand with NICWA to protect Native children and keep them connected to their family, community, and culture. Information on NICWA and how you can help at nicwa.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.